Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with news on the transfer front. Exciting news because Newcastle apparently want to sign Napoli centre-back Kalidou Koulibaly, but that's only if the takeover that is on the table at the minute goes through and is cleared by the Premier League. Newcastle's prospective and new owners apparently want the defender. Mike Ashley has agreed to end his 13-year association with Newcastle, with a consortium backed by Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, awaiting the green light to take control. Reports have hinted at the scale of a potential Newcastle overhaul. Former Tottenham boss Mauricio Pochettino is apparently the man that they want to install as manager, and they also want to make some big-name signings to improve the playing squad. One of them would be Koulibaly. Reports say that Newcastle are interested in the Senegal international, who's been recently linked with Manchester United and Liverpool. He is set to leave Napoli this summer, but is valued at $70 million. Napoli could look to sell him, and Newcastle could be one of the clubs who are interested if the takeover goes through. Apparently, Koulibaly could well be interested in moving to St James's Park if the takeover is completed. Meanwhile, Newcastle midfielder Jonjo Shelvey says that he wants to play in Europe one day with the Magpies. The former Liverpool man joined Newcastle from Swansea in 2016, and he's gone on to be a key player at St James's Park. Shelvey believes the Magpies should be aiming high and targeting European football before the end of his career. Speaking to In The Box podcast, Shelvey said, "By the time I'm finished, I'd like to have played in Europe with Newcastle. We'll give it a go next season in the league, but ideally that would be my main target, just to play in Europe, because when you're playing in Europe, this place is rocking," he said. Finally, Rolando Arons' Premier League Invitational bid for glory has ended at the first hurdle after the Newcastle man was beaten 4-1 in the Invitational FIFA 20 video game by England cricketer Jofra Archer. Archer was representing Manchester United, and he won the match by 4-1. So Newcastle's interest in the second Premier League Invitational tournament is over. That's all for now. We'll have more later.